listening to Energy FM.
Sorry I'm late, lads, but I've been listening to your Grand Slam talk there, Dicko, and nobody's started fighting yet, but just listen to that. What's your best game ever for the island as well? I mean, you've all played for the island. You've all had great achievements playing for them. Apart from you, Neil, obviously, but it's about time you got called up anyway. What about you, Lee? What's your best game for the island?
I would have to say...
One that he hasn't been sent off.
It's probably when I beat Burnley. You weren't playing in that one, Cal. You were only a little pup then. We beat Burnley 1-0, obviously. They were in what is now the Championship at the time, and they were not a bad team in it. They're definitely sort of top-10 team. And for us to beat them 1-0 under any circumstances, whether it was their pre-season or not, was an incredible achievement, you know, and that probably, out of me whole career with the Isle of Man, that one probably sticks out the most, although you could get onto the whole England subject about them games, but just for the Isle of Man, I would say beating Burnley 1-0 is probably the highlight.
I was at that game, watching that game, and it was an even game, to tell you the truth. There was nothing between it.
Yeah.
And it was a feisty game as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, they didn't have much of the ball, I don't think, that game, like, you know. I don't think I can remember touching the ball. I remember trying to make a lot of tackles through the game and get close to them, but they did have the ball for most of the game. But, you know, for an amateur football team to compete with a professional team and actually beat them 1-0 in open play, I think Kevin McGarvey scored the goal, if I remember rightly, and the relief, I'll never forget the final whistle going, having ran for 94, 95 minutes and being absolutely exhausted, the tiredest I've ever been in a game, and that whistle going, and I remember falling in a heap on the floor. I literally had no energy left whatsoever to celebrate. I was just absolutely exhausted, and everyone was jumping around, and it took a little while for it to sink in, really, what we did. And I suppose probably no Isle of Man team will ever have the chance to do it again now that the festival sort of discontinues.
Well, yeah, because I played against quite a few pro teams as well, and we had some good games. But Callum, I think you missed out on that, and you played...
I played one festival.
Did you?
Yeah.
So what was your best game then?
Mine's got to be... Probably not from the festival. Probably when we, like Lee touched on, when we went and played for England, representing the England amateur team, playing Czech Republic and Ireland and things like that. But my best one for me personally was when we played Czech Republic. We were down to 10 men, 2-1 down, I think, or 2-2, and I scored in the last minute, and the Barmy Army were there, and that, and it was... That was one of my better games. But the other one for England was when we played Ireland and Dicko had just come on. 5 minutes in, Kev Manning said to him, make sure you sort that centre midfielder out there. He's running the show for the island. And first tackle, Dicko nearly broke his leg and was sent off. And that was Lee's first England appearance.
Here's Cal.
Brogues, you want to talk about your one cap?
My one cap, yeah. It was.
It must be special.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming. I think I didn't really do myself much justice at Laxey. I mean, at the time when I first came over, I was still, I hadn't played for a few years, and then I was getting caught up in a lot of off the ball stuff and just getting frustrated a lot. But now I've moved away from Laxey, and I'm at Jordan's and starting to enjoy it a wee bit more again, and I'm getting a bit more recognition for it and working hard at the training. And but when we went across, it's because most of the Jordan's lads are in the island setup, so. We're quite familiar with each other and how people are and personalities and stuff like that. But yeah, playing against different opposition, because that's one thing about the Isle of Man, you get used to seeing people and it's quite a friendly environment. You know, you can go for a beer with lads after the game and stuff like that, whereas when you played back in Scotland, you know, you wouldn't look at someone the wrong way after the game because they'd probably take the face off you. But yeah. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. It was a great achievement, and hopefully we can put a good run together and go far in the competition.
Well done. We'll translate that into English for you viewers, listeners, on there. Energy FM. Love it. Play it. Energy.